Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin. It's bustling town of Oak Ridge. The local Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, now worn and faded, continued to operate under a veil of eerie stories and unsettling rumors. The newest security guard, Alex Mercer, a 22-year-old with a curious nature and a penchant for exploring the unknown, was about to uncover a long-forgotten secret of this infamous establishment. Alex, with his lanky frame, unruly dark hair, and eyes reflecting a mix of apprehension and excitement, started his job expecting monotonous nights of surveillance. The animatronics, Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy, were mainstays in his nightly routine, their dormant forms looming in the dimly lit corridors of the pizzeria. However, one night, while patrolling, Alex stumbled upon a sealed-off section of the building. Driven by curiosity, he managed to open the locked door, revealing a dusty, cobweb-laden room that seemed untouched for years. There, among various discarded items, stood an animatronic he had never seen before. A fox-like creature, but with faded paint and missing parts, giving it a ghastly appearance. Intrigued by this discovery, Alex researched the pizzeria's history during his shifts. He learned about a forgotten animatronic, Vixen the Fox, which was decommissioned after malfunctioning under mysterious circumstances. The more he uncovered about Vixen's history, the more he felt an inexplicable connection to the animatronic. As nights went by, strange occurrences began. Alex heard whispers echoing through the empty halls, always leading him back to Vixen's room. The other animatronics, once predictable in their dormant state, started moving in unexplained patterns, as if influenced by Vixen's presence. Each night, Alex found Vixen in different places, never where he left her. The surveillance cameras captured fleeting images of Vixen moving on her own, her one remaining luminous eye seeming to stare right into Alex's soul. The situation escalated when Alex started experiencing vivid hallucinations during his shifts. He saw visions of the pizzeria's past, children laughing, the animatronics performing, and then scenes of panic, a malfunction, and darkness. Vixen was at the center of these visions, her presence a harbinger of something sinister. Determined to unravel the mystery, Alex delved deeper into Vixen's origins. He discovered old newspaper clippings about a series of accidents at the pizzeria, incidents that coincided with Vixen's performance days. The articles hinted at a cover-up, a dark chapter in the pizzeria's history that was buried along with Vixen. On his final night, Alex confronted Vixen, demanding answers. In a surreal, chilling moment, Vixen activated, revealing her story through fragmented speech and eerie songs. She spoke of her creation, her purpose to bring joy, and her descent into a forgotten relic due to a tragic flaw in her programming that led to the accidents. As dawn approached, Vixen's voice box crackled and faded, her form going limp. Alex left the pizzeria at the end of his shift, deeply affected by Vixen's tale. He reported his findings, but the pizzeria's management dismissed them, attributing Alex's experiences to overactive imagination and stress. Vixen the Fox remained in the hidden room, a spectral reminder of the forgotten tales and tragedies hidden within the walls of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Alex moved on from his job, but the memories of his nights at the pizzeria and the haunting melody of Vixen's last song lingered in his mind, a haunting lullaby from the shadows of the forgotten.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Begin.
Outskirts of the once thriving town of Greenfield, a new attraction called Fazbear's Fright had opened, capitalizing on the dark and mysterious history of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Among the staff was Emily Clark, a 23-year-old recent college graduate with a fascination for the macabre and the lore of Freddy Fazbear's. Emily, with her short, jet-black hair, piercing green eyes, and a penchant for horror stories, took up the night shift security job, drawn by the thrill and the chilling tales associated with the franchise. Fazbear's Fright was a labyrinth of corridors and rooms, each designed to bring to life the eerie history of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. The attraction housed relics from the original pizzeria, animatronic parts, faded posters, and old arcade machines. The centerpieces were the recreations of the infamous animatronics, made to be as lifelike and as terrifying as possible. Initially, Emily's shifts were uneventful, spent monitoring the CCTV feeds and ensuring the safety of the attraction. However, strange things began to happen as the nights progressed. The animatronic recreations, stationary during the day, started to move on their own, their movements caught in the flickering lights of the CCTV cameras. One night, Emily heard soft, eerie music emanating from the depths of the attraction. Following the sound, she found herself in front of the stage where the animatronics were displayed. To her horror, they were moving, their jerky, unnatural motions accompanied by a haunting rendition of a children's song. As Emily delved deeper into the mystery, she discovered that the animatronics were not mere recreations, but were built using parts salvaged from the original animatronics of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. The spirits of the past, it seemed, lingered within these parts, awakening within the walls of Fazbear's Fright. Each night became a terrifying game of cat and mouse, with Emily avoiding the increasingly aggressive animatronics. Her only ally in this nightmare was Jake, a fellow employee and an enthusiast of the Fazbear lore. Jake, with his broad shoulders, messy brown hair, and knowledgeable demeanor, helped Emily uncover the truth behind the animatronics' haunting behavior. They learned that Fazbear's Fright was built on the site of the original Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, the ground itself soaked in the echoes of the tragedies that befell there. The boundary between past and present blurred, with the horrors of Freddy Fazbear's reawakening in their modern-day tomb. In a desperate bid to end the nightmare, Emily and Jake conducted a ritual to appease the spirits within the animatronics. Amidst the chilling ambiance of Fazbear's Fright, they offered a symbolic closure to the unrested souls, hoping to grant them peace. As the ritual concluded, a sudden stillness fell over the attraction. The animatronics ceased their movements, the haunting music faded, and for the first time since taking the job, Emily felt a sense of peace in the air. The experience left a lasting impact on Emily. She left her job at Fazbear's Fright, but her fascination with the supernatural and the lore of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza remained. The attraction continued to operate, now free from the restless spirits, but the legend of the haunting at Fazbear's Fright became a staple tale among the locals, a chilling reminder of the thin veil between entertainment and the echoes of a haunted past.
Let's begin.
Quiet town of Maple Grove, a former night security guard at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, David Thompson, decided to confront the demons of his past. now 35 years old, David had been haunted for years by his traumatic experiences at the pizzeria, where he witnessed unexplainable and terrifying events involving the animatronics. Plagued by nightmares and a need for closure, David, a man with a weary demeanor, deep-set eyes, and a determination born of desperation, returned to the now abandoned building. The pizzeria, once a place of laughter and joy, now stood in ruins, its facade a grim reminder of the horrors that lurked within. David, armed with a flashlight and a camera, ventured inside, the familiar yet foreboding atmosphere enveloping him. As he navigated the decrepit halls and party rooms, memories flooded back, the eerie movements of the animatronics, the haunting music, and the feeling of being constantly watched. David's plan was to document his exploration, to prove to himself that the fear was all in his mind. However, as night fell, the pizzeria revealed that its horrors were far from imaginary. The animatronics, battered and broken, began to stir, their movements still precise despite years of neglect. The eyes of Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy glowed in the darkness, a malevolent intelligence lurking within. David's journey became a fight for survival. He found himself pursued by the animatronics, each encounter more harrowing than the last. The pizzeria itself seemed to be against him, with doors locking on their own and the layout mysteriously shifting, as if the building was a living, breathing entity. In his search for an escape, David stumbled upon a hidden room, the office of the pizzeria's former owner. There, amidst old files and forgotten relics, he found diaries and recordings that shed light on the true nature of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. The writings spoke of dark rituals and sacrifices, attempts to imbue the animatronics with life to transcend their mechanical existence. Armed with this knowledge, David realized that the animatronics were more than just machines. They were vessels for something much darker. His presence had awakened them, reigniting the malevolent energies that fueled their actions. In a final confrontation, David faced the animatronics in the main showstage area. Using the relics and knowledge he had gathered, he performed a ritual to pacify the spirits within the animatronics, offering them the release they had been denied for years. As the ritual reached its climax, the animatronics ceased their pursuit, their eyes dimming as the malevolent force within them was quelled. The pizzeria fell silent, the oppressive atmosphere lifting, replaced by a sense of peace. David left the pizzeria as the sun rose, the night's horrors behind him. He had confronted his fears and uncovered the truth of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, finding the closure he so desperately sought. The story of David's return to Freddy's became a whispered legend among those who knew of the pizzeria's past. For David, the experience was a cathartic end to a chapter of his life marked by fear and nightmares. A final farewell to the haunted halls of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening. happening now.
Save.